VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The community of Gilroy, California, continues to work to recover from a deadly shooting at its popular garlic festival that killed three young people this past weekend. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
The mayor of Gilroy is vowing to help the city recover.
The trauma, the anger that we all feel, we need to be able to process that so that we can move on.
State Senator Bill Monning also spoke at a community vigil to honor the injured and the dead, two young children and a man in his 20s.
No errant, mentally ill person is going to take the strength of Gilroy away from Gilroy.
The gunman, whose grandfather had been a county official, urged his followers on Instagram to read a book popular with white supremacists. The FBI says it's reviewing his postings on social media, including images sent from the festival before he fired into the crowd and was shot to death by police. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
At least 52 inmates in a Brazilian prison were killed during a riot in northern Brazil Monday. The superintendent of the Altamira prison in Para State said 16 of the 52 inmates who died were decapitated. It took officials about 5 hours to end the clashes that began after one gang infiltrated another part of the jail. The count of victims still could rise after authorities finished searching all areas involved. The incident was reminiscent of riots in May, when 55 inmates were killed in gang-related violence at four prisons in the neighboring state of Amazonas. Human rights groups have accused the government of Brazil of doing little to deal with the country's notoriously troubled and overcrowded prisons. The prison population swelled from about 500,000 inmates a decade ago to an estimated 841,000 just last year. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Islamic State terror group's self-declared caliphate may be dead, but its leaders are hanging in Syria and Iraq, dreaming of a day when they can again direct attacks on targets around the world. That is the conclusion that's part of a sobering assessment in a newly released quarterly United Nations report on IS, also known as ISIS or ISIL, which warns the epicenter for the terror group's budding renaissance in Iraq, where Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi and most of the ISIL leadership is now based. Pro-democracy protests in Hong Kong descended into the city's subway system Tuesday, blocking commuters from exiting their trains. Service was delayed and partially suspended at some stations along the route, forcing commuters to wait long lines for free shuttle bus service to other subway stops. Clashes broke out between demonstrators and angry, frustrated commuters, eager and anxious to get to work. Meanwhile, as Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, questions are starting to mount over where the threshold is for intervention by the Chinese military and Hong Kong's protest violence.
Another weekend of violent protests in Hong Kong has prompted a rare public statement from the central government in Beijing. Representatives of its Hong Kong and Macau Affairs Office called a press conference to condemn the protests that they say undermine the rule of law. The protests show no sign of abating, though, and questions are starting to mount over where the threshold may be for calling in the Chinese military to support the police. The Hong Kong Affairs Office was asked this during the press conference. They responded only by pointing to the city's constitution, as they have in the past. It allows city officials to request military help, although neither the city nor Beijing have given any specifics. The government also repeated its support for City Administrator Carrie Lam and the Hong Kong police. The officials claim Western countries are stoking the unrest.
That is Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reporting. Two U.S. service members have been killed in action in Afghanistan in what appears to be an insider attack. The NATO-led Resolute Support mission Monday said only that two Americans are dead. It has not released their names pending notification of their families. A U.S. official later confirmed the deaths were the result of a so-called green-on-blue attack, during which an Afghan service member or an attacker wearing an Afghan uniform fires on U.S. or allied forces. Taliban negotiators have insisted any peace deal include the withdrawal of U.S. forces and those of U.S. allies from Afghanistan. It also says and has refused to hold direct talks with the government of Afghan President Ashraf Ghani. I'm Tom McNeil. VOA News.
VOA. VOA 1. The best music. The best music.